Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris, and this morning we're going to talk about the benefits of Kenzen Digestion Complex 420. One of Kenzen's most amazing digestive supplements that you can take. And the reason they call it 420 is because it's actually helping you digest carbohydrates, fat, proteins, and fiber. And the 20 means there's 20 different types of enzymes in this complex. So it really is just hitting just whatever you might be needing, it's covered with the 420. So that's where that name comes from. So Kenzen Digestion Complex 420 offers a broad range of organic digestive enzymes, helps support more rapid and complete nutrient absorption, aids in elimination of waste, assists in reducing bloat effect, that's handy, 100% vegetable, no animal enzymes, convenient capsule form, and it's a nice size capsule, it's not too big. Kosher and vegan certified, and I'm just reading this right off of Kenzen's quick reference sheet that you can find on the document library. Digestion Complex 420 features and benefits, balanced combination of organic and natural enzymes to support optimal digestion and nutrient absorption. Carbohydrate, fat, protein, and fiber, cellulose blends. Each blend is a complex of enzymes for more total digestive support. Targets all forms of macronutrients. Assists in nutrient breakdown and assimilation in a varied diet. Inhibits fermentation. Helps to alleviate bloating and gas. Natural extracts, no stimulants or laxatives, promotes gastrointestinal health the natural way. Vegetable capsule meets dietary and cultural requirements. And here are the facts. For the body to obtain essential energy, proper breakdown of food is required to absorb nutrients. The gastrointestinal tract secretes enzymes for this purpose, but as we age, there's always that word, as we age, our ability to make use of these enzymes may decrease. A supplement can help to augment the body's enzyme supply. The primary source of digestive enzymes is from the food we eat. However, typical food preparation techniques, cooking or processing, apply heat that destroys much of these natural compounds. Specific digestive enzymes act on different types of macronutrients, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, and fiber. Many digestive supplements provide an enzyme that reacts with one form of macronutrient. Kenzen Digestive Complex 420 is a combination of ingredients from each of these categories to support the assimilation of all nutrients. The source material for Kenzen Digestion Complex 420 is a variety of foods that are naturally grown in regions where the soils are not depleted by decades of commercial farming. This helps to ensure that more than natural whole food nutrients are present. By optimizing absorption, Kenzen Digestive Complex 420 also provides more rapid access to nutrients, allowing the body to convert this fuel into energy more quickly. When food compounds are incompletely broken down, fermentation may occur, which results in bloat and gas. Enzymatic support can help minimize fermentation. Supplementing the body's digestive processes can also promote a feeling of increased energy by freeing up more metabolic resources to be afforded to cell repair and replacement and immune system support. Kenzen Digestive Complex 420 features organic natural ingredients, including amino acids, proteins, vegetable fiber, and cellulose-based enzymes. This product contains no animal products. Vegetable-derived ingredients assist the body's functions more efficiently, safely, and gently. And for every blood type, if you look at that Eat for Your Blood Type book, there is a lot of great valuable information. And I've been told that even if you eat 70% for your blood type, that it can be very helpful. So I'm an O blood type. So the O blood types have a hard time digesting carbohydrates and fats. And I know Barbara's an O blood type too, so she can actually add in this too, because we have a microscopist that tests our blood, And there was one time he actually tested my blood, and we're looking at it, and there's like this big crystallized thing, a crystal snake, I guess you could call it, in my blood. And I said, "What is that?" And he said, "That's plaque." And I'm like, "Oh, well, how do I get rid of that?" He's like, "Well, take a digestive enzyme every time you eat, and that'll take care of it." I'm like, "Okay, I will." So every time I ate, I would have a digestive enzyme. If I was having like a heavier meal, like a steak or, you know, something like that, then I would take two. And 3 weeks later, I had my blood tested again, and that was gone. So just in the matter of 3 weeks of taking digestive enzymes every time I ate, it cleaned up my blood and got rid of that plaque. So that's part of the power of taking digestive enzymes. So, you know, for different blood types, like, what is it, type A's, they're supposed to be vegetarian. So they would have a hard time digesting protein. So that's where that 420, so no, doesn't matter what your blood type is, as long as you're taking a digestive enzyme, it's going to assist your body in doing what it's supposed to be doing, but needs help. So now I'm going to go to, okay,
you want me to add my little testimony with that? So when he tested my blood, I had yeast, I had just been on an antibiotic, I can't remember what for, I had to take it. I think it was dental stuff. And so there were these really bright, crystally things. He goes, "Oh, that's the antibiotics." It was interesting that you could see all that in your blood. But the candida is there, and it's sluggish, and it attacks. And so I also wanted to, and he told me to take the digestion every time I ate, and the green enzymes, and not when I eat, but just to take those. And I got off all dairy, wheat, and I rid my diet of a lot of things as well. But with that and sugar, except for dark chocolate, that's one of my vices. But anyway, and I just got mine done, this is probably about 3 years later, I have no candida at all. And I did have a little sluggish white blood cell, which I hadn't been doing the progesterol or the other, you know, things to help me digest my fat. So a little bit more. And Linda, I didn't realize that if I had a bigger, well, I do realize if I had a bigger meal, but because I don't eat meat, I never did the two digestions. So now I'm looking at, oh, well, maybe I need to take more if I eat, like a Thanksgiving meal. Or things
definitely,
where I'm eating out and it's not familiar to my body. But yeah, so I don't have that. And a lot of women mainly struggle with the candida and the yeast. More so than men, but men you have it too. And if you find yourself with skin allergies or having issues like that, that's your body trying to rid itself of things it just can't digest. So the digestion would be something that could possibly aid in that release of that detoxing.
That's true. That, well, if we go into that subject, also liver support.
Because
anything that shows up on the skin is liver. Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm a type O as well. And I had my blood done about 4 years ago by same said Maurice. And he showed me all of the plaque in mine. And he said, that's because you're not digesting your fat. So you need to do this, this, and this. And I said, look, I eat well. I do a lot of things, and everything is going well. So, you know, I did some of that. I didn't do all of the things that he told me. And when I was leaving, he said a funny thing to me. And he said, you know, if one of those plaques breaks off and travels down your bloodstream, that could cause a stroke. 4 years ago, he told me that. 2 years later, not heeding what he said about make sure I digest the fats and everything, guess what? I had a stroke. So you got to be very careful of.
Oh, he actually told you that. Oh my gosh. No.
He actually told me that a year before I had it.
Mm-hmm.
So heed what people say sometimes.
Yeah, well, he is the best microscopist that we've ever seen, and he does travel. He's been to Utah and Idaho, I think once or twice, to come out and help Brody. So.
He goes to New Orleans, too.
That's true. So, anyway, let's go. Great information. Okay, I'm going to go to Joanne Stephensia's book on the nutritionals and see what she has to say about it. Digestive enzymes are substances the body uses to break down food into nutrients, which are then absorbed and either stored or used by the body. All raw foods contain the appropriate digestive enzymes for the nutrients they contain. In addition, the body produces digestive enzymes in the mouth, stomach, pancreas, and small intestine. Different categories of enzymes exit for the four main food categories: carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and fiber. When our bodies have adequate digestive enzymes available, the food we eat is completely broken down and the nutrients are absorbed into our bloodstream. Leftover waste products are excreted through urine and feces. Unfortunately, several factors interfere with the proper functioning of this process. The high temperatures involved in food processing or cooking destroy the natural enzymes in many foods. In addition, as we age, the body's ability to produce enzymes is compromised. A number of health conditions can also diminish the body's production of digestive enzymes. When an enzyme deficiency exists, the resulting incomplete digestion of food can result in numerous problems. These include gas, bloating, constipation, food allergies, and overgrowth of yeast parasites and bacteria. Fun, fun, fun. The reduced absorption of nutrients can lead to symptoms associated with nutritional deficiency, even when high-quality food is ingested. As the body struggles to deal with its digestive challenges, less energy is available for crucial functions such as cellular repair and immune support. This can lead to a cascade of symptoms that can all be traced back to poor digestion. Kinzen Digestion Complex 420 is a comprehensive vegetarian formulation of 20 different digestive enzymes designed to optimize the breakdown and absorption of nutrients from all four macronutrient categories: carbohydrates, fats, proteins, and fiber. Sourced from organically grown vegetables grown in nutrient-rich soil, each capsule has the ability to help the body extract all of the beneficial nutrients from food as well as efficiently excrete the waste products. This enhanced digestion allows the body to convert food into energy more quickly, which can diminish the sleepy, lethargic feeling that often occurs after a meal. The enzyme mix in Digestion Complex 420 has been carefully selected to allow the most efficient and complete digestion of a wide variety of foods within each category. Its precise cold process extraction process ensures maximum activity of every enzyme in the formulation. Absolutely no animal products have been used, even in the capsules, allowing this product to be labeled as vegetarian and kosher certified. And then they look at each and every one. Now, just remember, I may not be able to pronounce it properly, but you can figure it out. Active ingredients, amylase. Function, convert starches to simple sugars. Too little results in bacterial overgrowth in the colon, leading to gas and bloating. Glucomalase, breaks down starches into glucose for energy. Acid, maltase, digests starches and grains. Alpha-galactosidase, digests beans, starches that often produce gas and bloating. Lactase, breaks down lactose, the sugar in dairy products. People with lactose intolerance have unpleasant digestive disturbances when they consume any type of dairy products. Intervase, breaks down sucrose, table sugar. Too little results in bloating and gas. Bacterial amylase, a heat-stable form of amylase, important for digestion of starches. Fat, and that was all with carbohydrate digestion, by the way. Fat digestion, lipase, works with bile salts from the liver to emulsify and digest fats. Too little can lead to diarrhea, dry skin, and hair, and weak cellular structure. Protein digestive blends. Protease 4.5 breaks down protein molecules into individual amino acids. Poor protein digestion results in numerous symptoms associated with protein malnutrition. Protease 6.0 breaks down protein molecules into individual amino acids. Poor protein digestion results in numerous symptoms associated with protein malnutrition. Peptidase, a type of protease important for complete digestion of protein-based foods. Bromelain, a plant-based enzyme from pineapple that helps digest proteins, also has anti-inflammatory properties. Papain, the active ingredient in meat tenderizer, helps break protein molecules down into amino acids. Neutral bacterial protease, a form of protease that works best in a neutral pH environment. And we have for fiber, cellulose digestive blend. Pectinase changes pectin, a natural fiber found in some fruits, into nutritional sugars. Cellulase breaks down cellulose, a plant fiber that humans can't digest, not produced in the body. Beta-glucanase breaks down fiber from vegetables, beans, and grains. Xylanase helps digest the fiber in wheat and other grains. Hemicellulase breaks down plant cell walls, maximizing nutrient absorption from raw vegetables. Poor digestion leaves an excess of roughage in the colon that can lead to gas. And phytase breaks down phytin, a component of most grains. So that covers everything that's in the digestion. And I was talking to my mom yesterday about something. She went to a wedding and she wasn't feeling well, or she was having to visit the restroom quite a bit. And she's like, I don't know, that must have been something in what I ate that made me, made this happen. I don't know if it was food poisoning. And I'm like, well, she wasn't nauseous, so probably not food poisoning. But we were talking about it, and it just triggered in my mind when my grandmother, when you have an upset stomach, she would do the baking soda in water. And, you know, I learned a few years ago that is really bad because it can actually cause more buildup of gas and actually cause your intestines to explode or something really horrible like that. So I just wanted to mention, don't ever do that. I said, what you do, and a lot of times I'll just go take another digestion or two. But other times I'll just go get like a, you know, teaspoon or two of apple cider vinegar that has the mother included in it. And with a few ounces of water, I just drink that. And that really helps with that uncomfortable bloating. So that's an extra additional helpful hint from Heloise.
I'd like to add one real quick. Also, you could do a tablespoon of greenzymes with water. Just take it and just mix up this little paste and take it, and that'll calm off. It'll calm it down fairly quickly, and also the magnetic back flex on your belly to go to sleep will help so that you can sleep